You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Indeed, we are dropping around. Good morning, Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning, Terry, and good morning to all our listeners. And I hope everybody has a fantastic day. I think it's going to be quite nice out there by the looks of it.
It's a pretty mild morning, actually.
Yes, I went across and got the paper and the milk and everything. And
well done.
Good day.
Well done.
Yeah, got to be good for something, haven't I?
That's right. What have you got for us today, Roman?
Well, today I'm going to talk about a guy who one of the great performers of the music industry. He was born Walden Robert Cassotto, but we got to know him as Bobby Darin. And he was quite a performer. Nothing much happened in his life, but by the time he was mid-teenager and a little bit late teenager, he'd already learned to play the drums, piano, guitar, harmonica and the xylophone, so his natural ability was already there. At some stage, he changed his name to Darin, naming himself after a guy called Darren McGavin, who was in a TV series called Riverboat at the time, which featured a very young Burt Reynolds, actually. Others might remember Darren McGavin from a series called, Night Stalker.
Night Stalker. I've got to jump in here and tell you I've got a brother called Darren, named after him as well.
There we go. Anyway, 1957, things started to move a little bit, and he started to write songs for a young girl called Connie Francis, and as things would happen, they had a bit of a romantic interest and wanted to get married, but apparently, Connie's dad was not happy with the boy from Harlem who had sort of gangster mob family background, and the big kibosh was put on it, and they even thought of elopement. And years later, Connie Francis said, biggest mistake of her life, not eloping with Bobby Darin. So there's a bit of a rap for Bobby, isn't it? In 1958, of course, the music world opened up with a song called Splish Splash, 1 million sales almost instantly for a young 22-year-old. The following year was the year, though. Gosh, he had some hits in 1959, Queen of the Hop, Dream Lover, Mac the Knife, which is a bit of a prelude to the cabaret-type songs he liked. He won the number one Grammy Award record of the year that year and the Grammy Best New Artist for Mac the Knife. And he also had Beyond the Sea, Clementine, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. It just was a year and a half for him in 1959. In 1960, he decided to do a song called Artificial Flowers, which was more like the big band arrangements of the 1940s. He was into that sort of cabaret-type music. Along the way, around about that time, he formed a musical company with Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher. And along the way, gave a young singer by the name of Wayne Newton a song, Dunkershan. You remember that one, Terry?
Oh, vaguely, yeah. Not one of my favourites.
It certainly set Wayne Newton on the path. So in that same year, 1961, he had had a hit with a song called You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, the song named after Mrs. Coz, of course.
Of course.
You got my tea ready there. Followed by Multiplication that year. Also, 61 was a terrific year for him because just a year before, he had appeared in a film called Come September, and he also wrote some songs for him, and he was opposite Gina Lola Brigida and Rock Hudson. That's where he met Sandra D, who he eventually married, and he won a Golden Globe New Star of the Year award for acting. Now, how good is this guy? Now, following the year, he won a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actor opposite a film called Pressure Point. Now, this film was really, really quite interesting for its time. It was set in the psychiatric institution, and it was opposite Sidney Poitier and Peter Falk. And, well, he was nominated for the Best Supporting Actor at the Academy Awards for that particular, for the next film. In 1963, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor as a shell-shock soldier in a film called Captain Newman, M.D. So not only was he a singer and a performer, he was also a pretty good actor by the looks of it.
I didn't know that.
No, a lot of people forget that. They just know him as a singer. In 1967, however, he was on the political trail then with Robert Kennedy and wrote protest songs about the war, and he got the biggest shock of his life around this time. It really, really knocked him around because the woman he thought was his mother was actually his grandmother, and the woman who he thought was his sister was actually his mother. Got that?
Not really.
Well, what happened is his actual birth mum, she had had Bobby at 17, and they pretended that it was actually the grandmother who was the mother, because, you know, the stigma in those days
right.
was married mother. And, well, it really shook Bobby to the core. I mean, he was 31 when he found out. I mean, gosh, they could have told him a little bit earlier.
They could have. They would these days, I guess.
Yeah, these days, of course. But back then it was a fair stigma. So he was had some health problems, of course, as many people might know. In 1971, he had two artificial valves put into his heart, and he spent most of that year recuperating. A couple of years later, he had a show called The Bobby Darin Show on TV, which was really quite popular from all things. But poor health, of course, was the problem, because as an eight-year-old, he ended up getting rheumatic fever, sort of a heart, joint, skin, brain type of thing. And quite often during his performances, he had to administer oxygen during and after the performances. On December the 19th, 1973, he went in for a major operation which lasted for 6 hours to replace and fix up valves and all sorts of things, but he never regained consciousness. And he died at the very, very young age of just 37. Massive loss. He was immortalised in 1986 in a film called Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey. not so popular these days, Kevin Spacey, for a number of reasons, but the amazing part of that particular film was Kevin Spacey sang all the Bobby Darin songs himself, no dubbing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was, have you seen the film, Terry?
I don't think so.
Well, if you can catch it somewhere, watch it, because Kevin Spacey's performance was magnificent in the film, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, here in Australia, we had Bobby Darin, the musical world premiere in Sydney with David Campbell as the guy playing Bobby Darin. Now, this is really quite weird, because here's David Campbell, the sort of secret son of Jimmy Barnes, playing Bobby Darin as the sort of secret son of his,
I don't know that David Campbell's the secret son anymore.
Well, not anymore, but yeah, but he was the secret son back then.
Yeah.
Well, I think he found out by about 2016, of course, a few years before that. But it was an amazing coincidence there. So, yeah, look, Bobby Darin, an amazing performer. He died way, way too young. But just look what he achieved, really, in just 16 years of being in the public.
So many of these performers of that ilk, of that era, I should say, died young, didn't they?
Well, yeah, there was some of them led some what I'd call fairly hectic lives.
Yes. We've had some improvements in medical science, I suppose, since then.
Well, that's why I'm still here today.
You and many.
I'll be back on Wednesday to finish off the Batman film sort of thing, and we'll catch you all then. I hope everybody has a great day.
I've got Bobby Darin's 18 Yellow Roses ready to go. Roman?
I love that song. Great song.
Play it for you now and the listeners. Thanks, Roman.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.